All right, well, we're going to go through the Miami tape today, look at some corrections, and talk about some of those things, and then we'll start moving ahead to any of our next potential opponents, and also some things that we need to work on our end. But as I said yesterday, I thought the players did a good job yesterday, given the situation, the conditions, and all that. Miami's a good football team. They've been playing well lately, but we were just able to go out there and make a few more plays than they did yesterday and play for a good 60 minutes. Good solid game in all three phases. That's what we needed to do. So we helped ourselves. The other things that happened, some of them helped us. So that was good. But most importantly, we went out and helped ourselves. That's really what we needed to do.
Hey, Bill. First question I have was just, what's your appraisal of the work that Josh McDaniels has done this year in his first season back with you guys?
Full season?
Right.
Well, I think, I do think that the end of the season last year was important. It was good because it gave him an opportunity to see and interact and be involved with firsthand, where we were with some of those guys. Some of them weren't here when he was here before, so that was good. But, Josh, he does a good job in all areas, player evaluation, scheme, technique, play calling, he's getting everything coordinated. He's done a good job. We've been really fortunate. I've been really fortunate with Charlie, Josh, Billy O'Brien. But real good offensive coordinators here, along with the rest of the offensive staff, because they all do work together on it. And there's a lot of things that they all contribute in addition to the coordinator. But he's done a solid job for us. And a lot of As all the assistants have. The staff's done a good job this year. Worked hard. That's really what you need to do, especially in this league. You got to improve through training camp. You got to improve through the course of the season. You got to be a better team at the end than you are at the beginning. They've worked hard to do that.
I'm sorry. I just wanted to ask one follow-up. At this time of year, it's obviously difficult in your profession. So many guys let go and other guys come in. Josh's experience as a head coach and his performance with you guys and at other points will make him a candidate. Do you believe, A, that he's a strong head coaching candidate if the timing is right, B, and logistically, is there anything you can get into in terms of if he is contacted, what would happen?
Whatever the rules are the rules. We, of course, abide by the NFL rules and policies on everything. That's pretty clearly covered by the league. As far as any other situation, they couldn't comment on any other team or situation. I have no idea what somebody else is looking for, their criteria, but their situation is, for that matter. So that's an outsider. I really have no idea who would do what somewhere else, because I just don't know enough about wherever else it is that we'd be talking about. So, as I said, I think Josh has done a great job this year, along with the entire offensive staff and the other coaches as well, defense, special teams coach, coaching staff. He's done a solid job, but as it relates to him, he's done a solid job. How that fits in some of the situation.
And maybe this is yet to be decided, but I was wondering if you could expand a little bit more upon sort of the plan, the course of action for this week. Is there room at all for, just working on self-improvement, or is this mostly a week dedicated towards, covering your three potential opponents for next Sunday?
I think it'll probably be a little bit of a combination of both things. Where the emphasis will fall is to be determined, and that's something that we'll talk about as a staff here. Today to kind of plan for tomorrow, and then on Wednesday the players come back in. So I think heading into this weekend, one scenario was that today we would be getting ready for a game on this coming Sunday. So we were prepared to do that if that's what it was. That's not the case now, so we'll kind of reevaluate where we are, what we feel like would be the most productive things for our team, practice, meetings, or other things that we could do, the way we break things up, look at them, and so forth, and try to find the ones that we feel like would have the biggest impact or the most important, or the ones that we can actually have an ability to change at this point, and work on them. That's something that we'll have to determine in the next, probably today, and certainly, you know, as part of our schedule tomorrow before the play or something. So.
If I could, just follow up on that. You know, obviously the three teams that you could play are three teams that you've already played. I understand that, you know, anytime you play an opponent again, there's probably some stuff you already know, but I was wondering if the fact that you played Baltimore, whatever it was, 14 weeks ago, makes some of that stuff maybe less relevant than it would if you're playing, you know, Houston, who you just played, I guess, what, 3 weeks ago. The further away from a game you get, does it make it, I guess, less? I don't know if the word's useful, but I think you know what I mean. Is it less relevant in the context preparation?
Yeah, no, I think that's true, and there's certainly a lot more information on Baltimore since we played them than there is on, let's say, Houston since we played them, and Indianapolis and Baltimore still there. So, yeah. But again, as we talked about last week, you know, we have people in our organization that are, you know, always kind of the advanced people, whether it's scouts or coaches that are moving ahead. And the coaching staff's always focused on the current opponent or the current situation. You know, even like in training camp, it's the same thing where we're working on things in training camp, but we still have people who are advanced in our early season opponents and so forth. So it's still kind of the same thing. You know, we have people working on those things, and at some point they'll come into play for the coaching staff and the players. But at some point it will also just be a preparation until we know who we actually are going to be matched up with next week. So you know, a little bit of both there, but definitely the Baltimore, you know, Baltimore of the three teams that we could play next is the one that we, there's a lot more information from the time we've played them. That definitely is. Yep.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, thank you.
See you.